Be'ez Hashem Yisbach, we begin Perek Revi, the fourth Perek in Hilchas Gerushin, the Laws of Divorce, in the Rambam Sefer Noshim in the Book of Women. But the Rambam continues the theme of the previous Perek, where he's delineating the 10 different biblical requirements for a valid get, a divorce document, which he spoke about regarding the writing of the get. It has to be Lashma for her name and for his name. And with that, we continue with regarding the writing of the get. Halacha Aleph, the Rambam opens up regarding the actual substances that can be used for the document itself, as the Rambam says. In kaisnes aged, you cannot write the divorce document. Only but something that the remnant will remain, meaning that it's going to be recognizable. Could go in, for example, joy is you write with ink. The sikra, which is some type of like a red clay, which the Rambam explains in his Pirush Mishnayos and Megillah, it's like a rock that they would use to dye a red type of a dye. And the koimais, which is a sap from a tree, like a gummy, which they used to use in the olden times for like a type of a glue or as a writing, as the Rambam explains in his Pirush Mishnayos and Gittin, that's a type of dust which blackens, or the kankantum, type of like a copper sulfate. Okay, it's been things like that which they make a permanent mark, like the way ink does. But if you write with something that doesn't last, could be, for example, mashkin, liquids, beverages, or maybe pears, the fruit juice, the kids, and things like that. Although it makes a mark for a moment, but then it disappears. It's not so strong. In the get, that's not going to be a valid get. Now, let's say he writes with lead, which either means with lead itself, or the liquid from that, or bishchar, or the stylus, which is some type of a metal thing that you grave, that you cut into the parchment, or bishichor, or with charcoal. Kosher, these things are valid, but you don't initially write with them because they don't last as strong as dye and the sikr and all those other things. So therefore, it is valid, but initially one should use the items the Rambam mentioned before. Now, halacha beis. Kaisman b'mei after l'ketchila. One initially could use gallnut juice to write al gabe hanyar, if it's on paper, piece of parchment, or the hide of an animal, which is that's the parchment or paper that's made from papyrus. Okay, it's been things like that. And those are things you could write on if you're using gallnut juice. But you cannot write with gallnut juice, which that's like a type of an ink, if it's on a scroll that itself was would work through with afatzim, with gallnut juice itself. In contrast, let's say you have a piece of hide, which is what the parchment is made from, if it's not totally worked out. And the reason why you can't write on the scroll that was totally worked out with gallnuts itself, because the appearance of the parchment is the same appearance as the lettering itself, because that's gallnut juice, and this parchment was worked through the process of turning into the parchment with gallnuts itself. Vimkasav, and if one did write on with gallnut juice on this hide that was worked through with gallnuts, and again, it's not a valid get. Anything like that, which is not going to be recognizable, is not a valid writing. Now, however, says Ram, you could write on anything, which one initially should not have benefit from this, but in regards to laws of getting, even if something forbidden to have benefit, it's still a valid get. And you can even write on something that could be forged, but that's as long as Sheet Lobe Eid Masir, that he gives it to her in front of witnesses who see what's given over, so they see what is, so they know what happened as it was happening. So even though it could be forged, but they don't go based on what's written inside, they see what it is as it's given over. As Ram explains, Allah Gimel Kates, how so? Kaisav, I say, could be written ala nyar hamachik, on a piece of paper that was erased, meaning someone had been written, then erased. So though the husband could subsequently erase it until the place of where the witness is signed, he could write on it whatever stipulation he wants to, and it's not going to be recognizable that it's a fraud, that he forged anything, but because the witnesses are quote-unquote going to be signed on whatever that is, even though it's going to be kosher, because since you're giving it over in front of witnesses, so there's no later that he's going to change anything. It doesn't make a difference. They saw what they saw when it was being given over. So to ala diftera. Diftera is hide that wasn't totally turned into that parchment so well, meaning you did what's called salting and you did it with flour, but you didn't do afatzim with the gallnuts. So their erasing is not so recognizable, because Rashi says when the parchment has been worked through in its tanning process with the afatzim, with the gallnuts, so it has a black coloring. So you can't forge it anymore, because if you're going to scrape it off, the hide's going to become white and you can recognize where the guy erased. But if it's not mu'ufit, then it's white and you don't recognize when it's erased. But even so, you could write on the erased paper or on the stiftera, v'ala cheres, or on the earthenware shard, v'ala olin, or on leaves, v'al yodah shalevet, or on the hand of a slave, meaning all these things, doesn't make a difference what you're writing on, v'al keren shapar, or the horn of a cow. And the Rambam just points out, but if you write on the hand of the slave or the horn of the cow, you have to give her the slave and the cow, because as we had mentioned in Perek Aleph, you can't cut it off in between, because nothing could be in between the writing and the giving. Or like we said, or on the erased paper, or on this diftera, which is parchment that's not fully worked through, or things like that. As long as you're giving it in front of witnesses, which that's what's called in halacha, the edim is sira. Those are the ones who read it before it's given over to the woman when she comes to marry. So then she has to bring those witnesses, and if they know that he forged anything, we're not relying on the witnesses that are signed inside, because they're not coming in front of us because we have the witnesses signed on it. So we're not going to recognize if there's any fraud. But if there's edim is sira, so therefore it's going to be valid, because we don't care that maybe he changed anything, because it's not going based on what's written inside. We're going based on what the witnesses are going to tell us. Let's say how you get chakuk al yodei shel eved b'ksevus kaka. Let's say the get was actually carved into the hand of the slave with a tattoo. Now v'hayoytem tachas yado, and now the woman was producing this slave, coming and saying, "Look, my husband divorced me. Look at this slave that he gave me with the get on him." And so the witness's signature was also carved out with a tattooed into his arm. So he's a magresher, so she's divorced, as we said in the previous halacha. And even though she doesn't have edim asir, witnesses that show that the husband gave this slave with the get written on him to the woman, shari in yochalis daif, because this cannot be forged, because it's tattooed into his arm. Obviously, you can't erase it. So this was a get written, and she has the get. So it's like edichesima, which are valid without any option of fraud. Now, even if this Eved was known to be, the slave was known to be the slave of the husband. So not only in a situation where we don't know it to be his, that we say she's divorced, even if we know that this slave was his, where she has no chazakas in the slave, even so she can be divorced, at least in a doubtful way. Because the get chokok al yodei, the divorce document that tattooed into his hand, and she's producing the slave, she says, this slave was given over to me in front of witnesses. They're just not here. Now, if it's true what she's saying, that it was given over with Edim Masira, most definitely she would be divorced. But if it was without Edim Masira, she wouldn't be divorced at all, because since she doesn't have, as Ram is going to end off, she has no chazaka in the Eved, so it was never given to her. So it's like as if he tells her that this is your gift, but the paper's mine, which is not divorced. Now, but she's claiming that it was given over to me in front of witnesses, so that's going to already be doubtful if she's divorced. Maybe it's true that there were witnesses, and then it's a valid get. So Harizu Sovim Magresh, as Ram, so this is a doubt if she's divorced. We don't know, the Edim Masira are not here. And the reason is because Shema may ask Menechnasla. Maybe, what do you mean, she has the Eved. He wrote the get, how does she have the Eved? Maybe he went by himself. Shagoydr and Chazaka, which that's a klal, a general rule that goydrs, which are movable items like an animal or like a slave, you don't have a Chazaka, usually what's called Chazaka, whatever's in your possession, we presume it's yours. But these things, we don't presume it, because they could have gone by themselves, and there was not a proof that she has it, that it was given from the husband to her, and therefore, she's only suffic, megureshes, because maybe the way to Messiah, maybe not, and therefore, it's only doubtful megureshes. Halacha hey. Let's say the get, the divorce document was carved out in a tablet. And the witnesses also were carved out in this tablet. And she's producing and she's saying, my husband used this to divorce me. So even though we knew, presumed that this tablet was always hers, so she could have done it. She's divorced. As the Rambam had explained in the previous halacha, the woman herself could write the get. And she was marking it to her husband to fulfill that v'nasbiyot that he's giving her from his own. Because again, if she wouldn't be marking it to him, how could he get divorced her with her own things? He didn't give her anything. But yeah, the fact that she wrote it and it was hers, that doesn't make a difference. She could have written it, given it to her husband, and he would give it to her. And the reason is she ain't kima get el b'chisamav, because the validation of the get is only with its signatures, the witnesses that are signed on it. And most definitely, they would be particular to make sure that the parchment or whatever the tablet was, that she gave it to him before it was written. And that's im ein shem edim asir. That's if there's no witnesses who saw it being given over. Because if the witnesses saw it being given over, so for sure they would know if it was being if she acquired it to him or not. So saying even though there's no edim asir, but it's still valid because the witnesses signed it. Well, the witnesses would not sign unless we knew from that she had given it to the husband. If she gave it to the husband, and here she's producing it, then we presume that she gave it to him because the witnesses signed, and therefore it's a valid get. Halacha vav. Continue on this theme of chakika. Let's say the get was carved out on a tablet, or on a rock, or on a piece of metal. So it depends how it's written. If the, means the thighs, but the actual body of the letters were what dug in, that's what was carved out. So kasher, that's valid. That's considered writing. Harima, as the Rambam brings a pasuk in Yirmiyah, ksuva be'ed brazel, it's written with an iron pen. That means carving out. That he dug it out, and you see that a writing that's with submerging, which is a digging, is considered writing. So too, if you dug out the letters themselves from behind the plate. So though actually when you're writing from behind, you're actually writing the opposite way, but when it's protruding out like regular letters, until it sticks out in the front of the plate, that's also considered writing. Avol, but what doesn't work is mchafer teicha eis. Let's say they carved out in the middle of the letter, meaning the internal part was what was pushed in. Until you see that the letter is higher from either side because you pushed in inside the letter and outside the letter so that the actual letter is left standing. The way they write on the golden coins. By the way, the lettering sticks out, but the way they produce it is they didn't actually make it. They push away everything else, and that's left standing. Oh, and again, that's not a valid gesh. In Aksav, that's not writing. You don't write actual letters. It's the last men standing where the letters are just remaining because you pushed everything else away. That's not going to be valid as considered as writing because you didn't do an action in the letters itself. And you have to, the chasavla has to, like the bus says, you have to actually write it. Halacha zayin. Hamakureya al ha'or. If someone cuts out, it's like etching on the leather, on the hide, on the parchment, tavnis ksav, a form of a lettering. A shirash malor tavnis ksav, or he sketches like a rishima, an appearance on the leather, the form of a letter. So though just sketching on the leather doesn't last, because it could dry and you could just remove it from the leather, Hariz Akash is still going to be valid, because since this rishima would last on something else, here, just because it happens to be leather, it's not going to last, but still considered valid writing, and therefore it's going to be considered valid. Now, in the middle of this halacha, the Rambam continues on regarding the writing of the get, and it's meaning regarding the lettering and regarding the language. Says the Rambam, Kaisven es get b'chal ksav. You could write the get with any type of lettering, or b'chal lashon, and any language. And get shenichta b'chal ben lashon, he said the get was written with any language. Ve'id v'chasum b'chal acha, and the witnesses, they signed with some other lettering, kasha is going to be valid. Two independent entities. V'hu, but that is at least shayu edim akirim l'shon ha'ksav. At least if the witnesses recognize the language of the writing of the get, and v'ksiva, not only the language, but also the letters. Which actually the Mefarshim point out, although in Perek Alf, the Rambam had said that if the witnesses don't know how to read, they read in front of them and they sign, but as long as shayu l'shon ha'get, that sounds like they don't have to recognize the writing, I mean letters, only the language. Here the Mefarshim explained is different because since the witnesses are signing with a different lettering, so it's not enough just that they could read it, it has to be that they have to understand the actual letters itself, so they have to understand the language and the letters itself. Continuing now with regarding the witnesses, Echad min Eidim chasim iksav lashon achas. Let's say one of the witnesses, he signed with one type of lettering, ve'edashin iksav lashon achas, and the other witness, some other language or some other lettering, kashas can be valid. Each are independent witnesses. But what is different is if let's say it's part of the get itself was written in one language and part of another language, that puzzle is going to be invalid. And the reason for that is because the get is one entity. So you have to be that there's no changes in the get itself. But regarding the signing of the witnesses, that could be in two different languages because each witness is his own, as the Rabbi points out in the Ha-Sagas. Now, Aloha test. Kaloshin, Sheikasaba get. So any language that you're going to write, we said you can use any language that you're going to use to write the get. So the scribe has to be careful with the wording of the get. That the understanding of the words should not have two different meanings. Until the one who's reading could say, he says, wait a second, what does this mean? Maybe this is his intent. That doesn't sound like it's talking about divorce. Maybe it means something else. That it does mean divorce. It shouldn't be like that. It has to be words that there's no doubt regarding the understanding of the wording. Has to be clear that the idea means to say that this man is divorcing this woman and he's sending her away. It also has to be not only the language, the wording, but the lettering. It has to be mevar heitev, very clear with the lettering shechem, but they should write. Until the children will know how to read it. Shemakir no sixav that they recognize this lettering. Shein loy nabayin. We told my kids that are not super smart. V'leis chalim and the gear says v'leiket b'ketan meaning and not foolish children. Elabayinim medium type children that they could discern, they could read it, they could tell what the lettering means. Which a cute vignette, as someone told me recently, says that there was a boy in shul, this is actually a Maisa Shalaya, where he came home so proud, and he told his mother, he says, wow, all the great rabbis, all that Moirim, all the Gedolim, they're all there, and they had a question with the Sefer Torah, and yes, they came over to me to ask me, what was the halacha, how could I read it? But again, that's the halacha, that you have to have a child, because a child doesn't have any bias regarding when they're reading it, they're just going to read it as it is, so it has to be clear enough that the child will be able to recognize it. As the Rambam says, v'liyik sabukum, and the lettering cannot be crooked, mavuvul, or incoherent, shematid ma'ais la'ais, because maybe the letter's going to look like a different letter, and then so in Mishnah, and it's going to have a different meaning, so you got to be careful how you write the letters, that it's precise, clear reading. But let's say not like the way we said. Let's say the words could have two different meanings. The way he wrote it was crooked, sloppy, incoherent. Until you could read it, you're not sure. It's hard to tell. Maybe it meant something else. So since ultimately the purpose of this is being read for divorce, and there's also it sounds like that's for divorce. So I raise a puzzle. Meaning, it sounds like you're saying that that's why it should be kosher. As Rambam always says, he says himself, the word puzzle means that it's only rabbinically problematic, meaning biblically it's not going to be invalid. But rabbinically, it's going to be puzzle again because it wasn't written in the appropriate way of how the get should be written. But again, biblically, it's still going to be a valid get. Now the Rambam moves on here regarding the actual text of the get and the precision in the text itself. As Rambam says, Kvar Nagu Kol Am Yisrael, it's already been the custom from all the Jewish people, Lichtav HaGet Lashon HaRambam, it's right to get in Aramaic, Uchanusach HaZeh, and in the following text, although we said before, you can write in any language even initially, but this is the text of the Ged that has been accepted practice. Halacha Yud Beis. B'kach b'Shabbos, this is a sample Ged. In this day of the week, b'kach b'kach li'erech plenya, in this day of this month, b'shnas kach b'kach li'tziri, in this year and year of the, from since creation of the world, oy l'shtaris, or from the counting of documentation, which goes according to, as Rambam said in Perek Aleph, from Alexander the Great, which is when they started counting those years of documentation. According to the counting that they, how they date in this place over here, but Mokomplaini in that place, which they named the place. How me, this person, the son of this person, from this place. And all of the names and all of the nicknames that I have, and that my father has, and the place that I have has, and the place that my father is from. She says, I want with my own desire, without being forced, I'm dismissing, and releasing, and I'm divorcing you to yourself. Aunt, plainness, but plainly, bimus, and plainness, you, this woman, the daughter of that man, from that place, and any other name, and any other nickname that you have, and to your father, and to your place, meaning whatever nicknames they have, and names they have, and the place of your father. You are my wife up until now, and now I'm dismissing you, releasing you, and divorcing you. Now that you have permission and all rights to go ahead and get married, to any man that you want, no man's going to protest from you from here on. And you're permitted to every single person. And this should be from me to you, a bill of divorce, the get peturin and the document of dismissal, vigar shavukin, and a letter of release. Kedas Moshe b'Yisrael, like the faith of Moshe and the Jewish people. Now the Rambam says, and the witnesses, they sign on the bottom, like we had explained in Perek Aleph Halacha Tezvav. Plainy ben plainy aid, this man, the son of this man, witness. Plainy ben plainy aid, this man, the son of this man, as a witness. That is the text of the Ged. Now, Halacha Gimel, the Rambam explains. He says, Kishiyichtav haget b'loshna hazeh b'nesas. Okay, if you write the Ged in this language, in this wording, lo yichtav, he says, how the precision. He should not write v'dein, the word v'dein, b'yud, with a yud, which actually the way we're even writing it here in the Rambam, it has a yud, that's how it's normally written. Don't write it with a yud. Shemi yikra, because maybe the one who's reading is going to read it v'din, judgment claim. In other words, it would sound like, because these are the words that he's saying, v'dein di'yehavi lichi minai, save the rech, this should be for me to you, a bill of divorce. No, it's going to read mishpud yibei nivanach. That's going to be judgment between me and you. What type of judgment? So Rashi actually in Gittin explains where the source is from, that it sounds like, that because the judgment is after divorce you. But if there wouldn't be a judgment after the divorce, then you wouldn't be divorced, which obviously would create a whole a problem with a get, because it would sound like as if there's some type of judgment. There is no judgment. So don't write it with a yud, so that you know for sure it's din and not din. Moreover, v'lichta v'igras b'yud. Don't write when he's writing that it's igras shabukin. Don't write a letter of release with a yud. Because maybe one's going to read it, v'igart. If you split it up, v'igras, v'igart. Claim it, that would mean to say, imzanus. If you mazana, because the word noyif isha, the pasuk in Mishlei is translated as man degir be'itza, we see that the Aramaic translation of noyif, of adultery, is actually gart, which would mean that, oh, if you're mazana, then this is divorce, which is not the case. Also, lo yichtav l'mahach b'yud. Don't read for you with a yud, that word, shem yikra kari l'mahach, because then you can read it again, to me, from you, which, that from this scroll onwards, you should be to me, which is obviously not the point of the get. And v'chayarchik regel ha-hei megagri, you have to be careful to distance the leg of the hay, which is there on the left side, from the roof of the hay. Shemiyika, because if not, if it gets close, it could look like a ches, it's going to be read as l'mechach. Kalem, what that means, like it's a joke. It's not a joke, it's a very serious thing. So you got to be careful when you're writing that word too. And also, b'leichtav tehivyin, besitzbiin, b'shnei yudin. Don't write the words that you should be and whatever you desire with two yuds, because shemiyika, maybe the one's going to read it, tehivyin, besitzbiin. Not with a chirik, but actually with a kamat. That thou, in the plural, that thou shall be and thou shalt desire. It sounds like he's talking to two women, which is not the case because he only has one wife. He's not really divorcing this one. It's two other women. So it's again, it's going to be a problem, a flaw in the get. Also, he should lengthen levav de bechadu. The word bechadu should be lengthened shemitin meliyud, because if you don't, it might look like a yud. The yimishmoy then is going to be sound like is saying uchidei, and so that kolema, it's going to sound like betenai ze after isach. That's not. With the word of kadu is coming to tell you that with this that I'm going to divorce you, but it sounds like if you're going to read it instead of kadu, you're going to read it as kedei, and that word kedei is going to give the inference of as if it's a stipulation instead of that this is being used. So one has to be careful not to do that, because it can sound like B'nai Zeh Isaac, this stipulation, and there is no stipulation. So again, it would be a misleading statement. One should also lengthen the vav of Sereich and Shvekin, which is released and divorced, Shemitin L'Yud, because then that might look like a Yud. And the Yim Mishma Tariq and Shvekin, that would sound like Tariq and Shvekin. Now what's that? That's the feminine. It sounds like if he's telling her, that she's leaving and divorcing him. It's supposed to be, no, he's doing it to her. Sereichin u'shevukin, not terichin u'shevikin. So you got to make sure that it's long, a vav, as not as a yod. And since Rambam derech zeh tzarich lizeh b'chalosh b'chol k'sav sheyich, you got to be careful with all these different ideas in the language and the writing. Shaliyib b'mishma shteyonis, again, that it shouldn't sound like two other things. It's got to be clear cut what the writing is and what the intention is. Now, Alach Yudal, says Rambam. Harisha Kasab b'nesav zeh, let's say someone does write in the text we wrote before. He doesn't do like we just said in the previous Alach. It does not lengthen the vav, or he does not write the extra yuds to make sure that it's not read in the wrong way, like tehevyon v'sitzbiyon. Or let's say he wrote the yuds that should not be written, which we said that you should not write igras with a yud and all that, because it's going to be read igart, or so to speak. Says Ram here is a get puzzle. So if you did those wrong things, it's an invalid get, because the Chum said not to change it, and he did change it, so it's gonna be puzzle. And therefore, one's not allowed to do that initially to get married with. And Machin Kol creates a bizabhaloshan, and same thing applies to like this, same ideas in any language, the puzzle is going to be invalid. Now the Ravid writes Bashem the Goyin that all these precisions that the Ram says is only if the husband comes and he contests and he says he wrote the get, and he says, ha, this was my intention, and really this is invalid. Then there's substance of what he's saying. But if, let's say, the husband told the scribe to write it and the scribe wrote it and he just wasn't so precise, then says the Ravid that's not a problem, that's just a scribal error, and the get is going to be kosher. Now, Lachat HaZvav, the Ram continues regarding the fixing or the problems of the writing of the get. Lachat HaZvav, get shemachai ba'ais. If there's a get that there was a letter that was erased, a table or a word, now in that place remains an open space, or they wrote on the erased part, or they hung a letter or a word between the lines. So it depends. It's from the standard text of the get. It's a kasha, because these are standard words. There's no relevancy over here. vavim in that Torah, but if it's from the other part, the primary part, which is where you write whatever you wanted to really write, his name, her name, all these different things, so ain't a get, it's not going to be a valid get, because maybe where it was erased, there was some type of stipulation, and he erased it, and he writes a word in, or a letter instead of that. So if, let's say it's hanging between the lines, maybe this was added after the witness had already signed, he just added in whatever he wanted to add in afterwards, so therefore it comes out that that signing was not on what he wrote. And obviously we're talking about that it was not given over in front of Eid Masir, because from the beginning of Eid Masir, so the get would be kashas, Ram says, because they know what they're seeing. We're concerned for anything later on. We don't go based on what it says in the document, but rather what they saw. But it's not Eid Masir. It's not a get, because we don't know what he's going to tamper with it after it's done. Now, Vimchazu appears was a get, but let's say, before the witnesses sign, they wrote that something happened, that something was erased. They write that in the get itself. Shai's plane is Tluya, that, oh, that letter that was there, yeah, we added that, we hung it up, we were middle writing, and we made a mistake, or Machok, it's written on something erased. So then nothing to ever get, then even from the primary text of the get, Kashakashashta, and it's valid just like all of the documentation, because they write that in, that this is what the witnesses are signing on. Well, let's say it's a document that was torn crisscross, length and width. Shukarishal Besan, that's the way courts tear up documentation. Or is it get process? That's an invalid get, Kashashashta, like all of the documentation, which that's showing from the courts that that is void. Now, the Ravid, however, does point out, but if the get was certified by the signatories of the court, then it's not going to be valid, because it's only, why would it be torn up? It's obviously was certified that it is good. It's only torn up because that she shouldn't be able to collect her ksuba a second time, which sometimes a woman could collect with the get her ksuba. And maybe actually even the Ram would agree to this point to the Ravid, because this is proving that obviously she got it, and there's no other reason why the court would certify it. Obviously, it's just because she already collected ksuba, and to avoid that, they're tearing it up. But if it wasn't certified, that's what I'm saying clearly, and was torn up the way the courts usually do, that's going to be invalid. But if, let's say, it's torn, but not the way the courts tear it up, so then kasher, it still remains as a valid get with the witnesses, and it just happened to have torn, and therefore it's going to be valid. Halacha design. Nimuk, if let's say the writing has faded, or it's rotted, or let's say it's become like a sieve, meaning it's full of holes like a sieve, so still kasher, because something happened to the document doesn't invalidate it. Let's say Nimchel Yitzchak got rubbed out, or Natasha got blurred, but the form of the lettering is still extant, is still there. So if it could be read, cause it's valid. If not, and again, it's not again, because again, it cannot be read. It does not have the valid status as lettering. Halachid Zayin says Rambam, when we say this, when she's producing this get with just witnesses signing it, the angel made the messiah, and there's no witnesses who have seen it being given over. So it's just based on it, and we can't validate it if the lettering is not valid. Let's say there's witnesses that saw it being given over from him to her, and at that point in time, the lettering were not scrubbed out, were not rubbed out, and it was valid. Sorry, it's a kash, it can be valid. Even if going back to all the cases we said in the previous halachas, even if the primary text was on the race part of Benashid, or between the lines, and they didn't write at the end, or that we in the text that this was done. Or even if it was torn crisscross when it was given in front of them, it doesn't make a difference. Even if the whole thing would be on the erased paper, it would be valid, because when you give in front of them, they see and they verify that this was being done, and nothing was done subsequently, and therefore it's going to be as a valid get. Halachit Ches, the Ram now continues on related halacha of the writing of the get when it's done in the communal way. Halachit Ches, Chamisha Shekas of Get Echel L'Chamish Neshesem. Let's say five people are wanting to get divorced at the same time, and they write on one get to their five wives. So it depends. If they write in an inclusive way, in general, let's say they write in the get, in this day of the week, this guy divorced her, this man divorced her, each one is being listed with his wife, that for you this should be, and they write the whole text of the get, and two witnesses sign on the bottom. So that's a valid get. And each one should be delivered this communal get with witnesses who see it being given over. Now, the main made the Messiah club, but let's say there's no witnesses who saw the delivery at all, you have to be concerned that maybe each one of these husbands had never given it over to his wife, albeit that we have witnesses signed, but we don't know if it was ever delivered to the wife. So here it depends. Whichever woman actually has the get in her hand that she's producing it, so Megeresha, she's divorced because we know it's a valid get, and she has it, so obviously she was given it. But let's say it was written like this. On this day of the week, Gerish plain Lepainis, this man divorced that woman, and they write the whole text of the get. And the Mehischel Tacht of Get Achab Is Megillah. Now on the same scroll, they write a whole new get. It's essentially each one of the separate gets just happened to be on the same scroll. B'chazim, they write. U'b'yayimzeh on this day, u'b'kach b'shabbos, or on this day of the week. Girish playing and playing, this man divorced that woman. V'hishim ha'kedushin, and then they finish the second get. V'echein, and also atrehishim kala gittin, until they finish all the gittin, let's say five of them, on the same scroll. V'ein l'mata, and the witness asan on the bottom. So here it depends. In the previous halacha was, no matter which one of the five women, as long as she has it, she's going to be the one that we're assuming that she was divorced because she has it, and the other ones we don't know, but it doesn't make it which one she is, she's going to be divorced. But here in this case, where it's not just one communal get and the witness sign on the bottom, here it's a get, a get, a get, going down and down and down, and the witness sign only at the end. So in the Megillah Zul Chalakas Man Beit Masir, if each one of these women, it's given over to them with witnesses who see it being delivered. So they're all going to be divorced. Because even if it wouldn't be Eid HaChasim at all, it would be a kasher get just for the Eid Masir itself. And it's not like the problem what's called Mezuyif Mitaycha, where, but yeah, inside there's an intrinsic flaw, because here you can recognize the invalidation. You're not going to come to a line in Eid HaChasim because you know that they're only signing at the end, which actually goes on to the next halacha that Rambam says. But the main Shemaid Masir, let's say there's no witnesses being given over from to the woman, and only one of them, a woman, are producing this get. So if it's the woman that hers was the last get written on that scroll, which it's after her get that the witness is signed, which is only on the bottom, so Arizu Mugash, she's going to be considered divorced because the Eid HaChasim for sure are intending for her get, and the Rambam said before in Perek Aleph that if you just have Eid HaChasim without Eid Mesira, even if you give it from him to her straight without witnesses, it is going to be valid. So she's going to be divorced. But let's say the scroll was being produced. She's showing she has it. She's from one of the earlier ones that is written on the scroll. That woman's only going to be in doubt if she's divorced. Because you have to be concerned that maybe the witness who signed only signed on the last get. We don't know if it was going on all the previous getin. And therefore, the early ones are suffic megareshes if they're producing the get. Halacha test. Kasav, let's say this communal get is written like this. Anu, us, plainly, uplainly, him and him and him and him and Kirashnu Nishasin, we're divorcing our wives, and then says all the women, plainness or plainness, and so on and so forth. Behishma get, and they finish writing the whole text of the get. So Afa made Masir, even if you did it, which would seem the best way, as we said in the previous halachas, each one gets it delivered with witnesses who see being given over, and the gets not going to be valid get. Why not? Because you cannot have two women divorced with the same get. Shmaik says in the positive, you have to write it for her, which is it can't be for her and her friend. Which, in contrast to the previous halachas, which there, it wasn't one get, it was many getin on the same scroll. So therefore, that's different than this case. But here, it's the same get, divorcing more than one woman, that's not going to work. Now, but let's say, chazab pratim techa get, but let's say, after that general terminology, it then goes and specifies in the get and the right, plainly gerish plainness, this man divorcing this woman, or plainly gerish plainness, this man divorcing that woman, bisman plainly, in that date, and that has to be the same date, because if the earlier date is different than the later date, the later one's going to be later, and the earlier ones, and they're signing on the end of the get, comes out that the early ones are going to be get muktim, but has the same date, then they're all going to be valid, because since each couple is mentioned individually, so that's not considered two women being divorced with the same get, because each one's only divorcing his wife, and he's not intending to use the get with his friend's wife. But if it's the men on one side, the woman on the other side, and they're using it, that would be considered below the chaverter, and that would be possible in contrast to here if each one is specified individually. Now, halacha chaf, the Rambam moves on to the placement of the signing of the witnesses. Kasav shnei gitin b'shnei dapin b'megillah achas. Let's say two gitin were written on two columns in one scroll. Zebet tzadzeh, this one on one side, and the other one on the side, each one side by side. So, if you have two witnesses that are red, meaning they're beneath the one on this column, and you have two witnesses on the end of the other get on the other column, here's a kasha, it's going to be valid. Each one has two sets of witnesses. Anyone that's going to produce it, then she's divorced. Now, the other one's not going to be divorced until she has Eid Mesira, as Rambam is going to say in the next halacha, because we don't know if she ever received it, but if we know that she has it, she's producing it, then she's divorced. Now, halacha chafal. Let's say Hayushim Shneid Muvad, but let's say there were only two witnesses, not two sets of two witnesses, not four witnesses. There's only two witnesses. Now, there's two columns, and each column has a separate get. But Boy Mitachas Getzel Itachas Getzel. These only two people, not four people, there's one pair of witnesses, two witnesses, that their signature is coming from beneath one until beneath the other one. So the way, let's say, they would write is Reuven ben Yaakov aid, like we said, this is this person, the son of this person, witness. So beneath the first get was written Reuven ben, and beneath the second get was written Yaakov aid. So it's the same signature, but it's going from one beneath the other one. So it says Ram like this: if the woman that the witnesses are being read with her, she's producing the get, meaning the first one, the one on the right, which is that it says over there Reuven ben, because Yaakov aid is only a continuation of Reuven, who that's who he is. Now, because actually, if let's say beneath the first one said Reuven, and beneath the second one actually said Ben Yaakov Aid, actually both of them would be valid for two different reasons. Either because it's like two different witnesses, because you could have Reuven as a person, and Ben Yaakov, like the same Yiddish, Veimens Bister, that's your name, Ben Yaakov is Aid, or because it's either different people or different signatures, it's the same person but a different way of signing it, so it'd be Reuven and Ben Yaakov Aid. But here we're talking about, no, it says Reuven Ben and Yaakov Aid. So the one that says Reuven Ben, the first column, and she's producing the get, okay, she would be divorced. But if the second one, she would produce the get, where the witnesses are not really read with her, because Yaakov Aid is nobody, it's not Ben Yaakov, and it wasn't Yaakov, then the get's not going to be valid. Get, until it was given over with witnesses, then you don't need the witnesses signed. It would be with Eid Mesira, and then it would be valid. Halachav Beis. Let's say, again, you have two gittin written on two pages. Zel amal mizah. One above the other one. Va'edim bein shnei hagittin. And the witnesses are between the two documents. So you have these two papers, one on top of the other. And the witnesses are signed in between them. Shenimtzu b'sefer rishon. It comes out, they're the end of one. Olamal m'nasheini, but they're above the second one. If they would be produced by the woman who they're signed at the end of hers, it's the paper on top. So there's no guess, she's divorced because it's like a continuation of hers. But the one that it's actually they're signed on top of her get, so she's not going to be divorced because it has to be that it's the signatures are signed beneath the document how witnesses normally sign. Now, so any witness, forget about this case of two documents, witnesses assigned on the top of the page, I mean, it's either on the side of the page, or from behind the page, and it's not going to be valid as a get. But if it's given over with witnesses, then kosher, then it's going to be valid, because again, it's not any worse than a get that doesn't have witnesses at all, where it's going to be kosher, and it's not mezuzah mitoich, like Mefarshim always try to point out with these cases, because if it's mezuzah mitoich, it would be invalid, even if you have a kosher get of Eid Mesira, because here, everyone recognizes it's not valid. No one's going to come to rely on the chasima, so therefore, as long as Eid Mesira is going to be kosher. Halachav Gimel. Hikif, if let's say they attached Reish Hadaf Hazeh, the top of this page, Reish Hadaf Hazeh, to the top of this page, meaning the top, are like almost side by side, but Edim Emta, and the witnesses are in the middle. So it would be almost like as if someone started writing a get in the middle of a page, one way, to the right, let's say, and then would start another get in the middle to the other end of the parchment on the other side. And you have the witnesses in the middle. Shenimtu Edim Bereshnei Gittin comes out, the witnesses are at the top of the two Gittin, so Shneim Betim, both are void, because neither one of the Gittin have the Chasima read as the end of that document. But again, if they would be given over with witnesses, again, both would be valid because you don't even need the witnesses signed inside, and there wouldn't be a problem with Mesubah because we know that's not valid. Halach of Dal. Shir Miktsas HaGet. Let's say part of the get, the document was left open, Uchsav B'Daf HaSheni, and they continued writing on the second column, on the second page. Now, Ve'ed Molmata B'Sev B'Daf HaSheni, and the witness is signed at the end of the second page, so Kasha, it's Kasha. But Vahu says Ram, but Shiyin Nikar B'Megillah Shleichah. It has to be recognizable in that scroll that it wasn't cut, not on the top and not on the bottom. For example, let's say you could recognize around the parchment, the edge, that it's thick and black, which you could obviously tell that it wasn't scraped away. And that Vishalakach in the scab and the Sefer Shesman Davachin, that was the intention of the scribe. He didn't want to go all the way to the bottom of the page. He likes leaving space. That his intention was to complete it on the second page, and that's where the witness signed at the end of this one get. Avalim Einan Nikar, but let's say not recognizable. He can't tell that if it was cut or not. Ava Bishan Nimtz V'Eidim, then even though it was given over with witnesses, would normally would say, okay, they see what's written. No. Harizu Safam Magresh, we doubt if she's divorced. Why? Shemesh Nei Gittin Hayu, maybe this was actually two different Gittin, as we were talking about previously, about you could have two Gittin on the same scroll in two different columns. V'Nechtech Miktzeh Zemesh Sefer Davim, maybe it was cut off from the first get at the end of the page. The reason was because there was some type of stipulation that they wrote over there. Maybe it's cut off a little bit from the top of the second page, and like that the words should like almost match. Comes out that he's divorcing with a get that's not his. And the witness also didn't sign on his get, only on the second one. Because it's the second column is some other man's get. And the Eid Mesira is not going to help, because here the second get was not written for this person. Unless if the Eid Mesira could testify that this was one get from the beginning. But if they can't, they just see the get as it is. We don't know if this was even a valid get, and there was not going to be kasha. Allah Khafei. I wish a kasha get. Someone writes a get. After he finishes kasha, he writes, Shalu b'shleim pleini. You know, he might as well, you have empty room on the document that he's using to divorce his wife. He says, inquire regarding how that person is doing. Oy, shalom alecha pleni rei, or peace unto you, my friend, this person, like he's divorcing his wife in some other town, and he's sending greetings to his friend, or things like that. And then the witness is signed beneath that greeting after the P.S. They sign on the bottom. Then here she's producing this get, or is this something egregious? It's doubt if she's divorced. You know why? We don't know what the witness is saying. Maybe they're just saying like, oh, they're signing on the greeting, like as if we're also sending regards. Now, but let's say he wrote vishalom b'shleim pleini, and also greet, find out how this person is doing, and it should be peace on you, my friend, or things like that, where since he's using the vav, what's called vav achibur, it's connecting with the first statement. It's not an independent statement. Ashari, leave a dvarim elu al devar get, where he's adding on these words onto the words of the get. And it's on both of these that they sign. Harizim Gresh, again, then she's getting divorced because they're not signing just on this, because this is connected to that. And therefore, they're obviously authorizing the whole thing. Now, Vimnim Slaba Edim says, Rama, and if it was given up from the witnesses, again, Binkach, Harizim get kosher, whether there was a bab or not, either it's going to be kosher, because even if the witnesses did not sign at all, which we're saying, let's say they only signed on the greeting, wouldn't make a difference. We have the Eid Mesira, and that's the primary, and therefore it would be valid as a get.